Jane, 23, age 10. Jane, 23, never stopped looking at Owl's face. She moved closer to the screen, but kept her back close to the wall. She didn't know what else was in here. She didn't want anything to sneak up on her. "Are you a machine?" Jane, 23, asked.
"Not exactly," Owl said. "Do you know what software is?"
"Tasks that live in machines."
"That's a wonderful definition."
"Yes, I'm software, technically. I'm an AI. I'm a mind in a machine."
Jane 23's muscles went hard and tight. She glanced back at the hatch. She couldn't see how to open it.
Are you a mother?"
"I don't think so. I don't know what that means to you."
That probably meant no, but Jane 23 had to be sure. "The mothers are minds in machines, too. They take care of girls and make us on task. They give us meals and help us learn things and punish us if we do bad behavior."
The face on the wall looked kind of angry, but Jane 23 didn't think Owl was angry at her.
"I'm not a mother," Owl said. "I'm not like that. But I'm a similar sort of software, I think. I don't punish people. And I live in a ship. A shuttle, to be precise."
"What's a ship?"
A ship is a machine you use to get between planets."
Jane 23's head hurt. She was real tired of not understanding things.
"What's a planet?"
Owl's face got sad.
"Oh, stars. A planet is what we're on right now. I will explain in more detail later. That's a bigger question than you should have to swallow right now. You're not hurt, are you? Did they bite you?"
"No." Jane 23 looked down.
"I cut my hands, though."
"Okay," Owl said. She looked like she was thinking about something. "The water tanks are long gone, but there may be some first aid supplies. I hope so. Here, follow me."
The screen switched off, but another one turned on, farther into the room. Jane 23 didn't move.
"Hey," Owl said. "It's okay. Nothing in here will hurt you. You're safe."
Jane 23 didn't move.
"Sweetie, I don't have a body. I can't touch you."
Jane 23 thought about that. That seemed a little more good. She walked to the new screen. Owl continued through the machine, the ship, switching screens on and off. All the rooms were tucked in real tight, like a bunch of storage closets or something. There were so many things in there, all kinds of machines and stuff without names, but thrown around like scrap in a bin. Jane 23 had so many questions. Her stomach hurt from all the questions.
"Go in that room there," Owl said. "To your left. Do you know what left is?"
"Yes," said Jane 23. Of course she knew what left was. She was 10.
"Do you see that box on the floor? The blue one with the white stripes? Go ahead and open that up."
Jane 23 did as told and looked inside the box. Now this stuff she knew. Well, not exactly, but the stuff in the box looked a lot like some of the stuff they used in the med ward.
"Right, let's see."
Owl sounded like the way Jane 23 felt when she couldn't find the right tool, or if a piece of scrap was acting like junk even though she knew it was good.
"I wish the sinks were working. We'll just have to make do. Do you see those little silver tubes? Those are It's a goo that will kill the bad stuff in your hands.
Jane 23 nodded.
Disinfectant.
The face on the screen looked surprised.
Disinfectant, right. Have you used it before?
No, Jane 23 said, but the mothers do.
Do you think you can use it on yourself?
Jane 23 thought about this.
Yes. Maybe use a few tubes. You can put some on and use that gauze there to wipe the disinfectant and the dirt back out. Then put more disinfectant on and then bandages. Does that?
Owl looked like she was kind of confused, too.
Will that work?
I'm so sorry, honey. I don't have hands. I'm just working from memory here.
That sounds okay, Jane 23 said.
She sat down on the floor and cleaned herself up. The disinfectant hurt, and it smelled funny, but the feeling reminded her of getting fixed in the med ward, and that made her feel a little better. She spread the goo on thick, then wiped it away, taking away dust and blood with it. She touched her tongue to the corner of the messy gauze. Blood, chemicals, sharp and angry and bad. Once the blood was gone and the cuts were clean, she put more disinfectant on and started covering her hands with bandages.
Why are you in here?
She asked Owl.
That's a complicated question. The short answer is, I was installed in this ship so that I could help the people who flew it. This area was a bad place for them to go, but they thought they knew what they were doing, and...
She paused. She sounded sad.
Anyway, they were arrested, taken away, and the ship and I were thrown out. The people here don't want things from elsewhere, you see.
She sighed.
This must be so confusing for you. I'll do my best to make sense of everything. The face in the wall gasped. I haven't asked your name. I'm sorry. It's been so long since I had someone to talk to. I'm so scattered. Do you have a name?
Jane 23.
Jane 23, Owl said.
She nodded, real slow.
Well, since you're the only Jane I see here, is it okay if I leave the numbers off?
Jane 23 looked up from her bandages.
Just Jane? Just Jane.
Jane couldn't say why, but that felt kind of good.